views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Jen, and boy, are we sharing some very special times with you today. This one is very close to my heart personally, as a mother, as a wife, as someone that has recovered from some traumatic events herself, but also I have children that have been war vets that have served. And this is a big deal to me to share this with you, because this show is about healing PTSD with meditation and how this helps people coming back from incredible situations of sacrifice. Now, PTSD happens with a lot of different things. I mean, trauma is trauma. However, we are in times where we are going through quite a bit. So this particular episode, my oldest son, JB, that's his nickname, that is an endearing name we've had for him since he was a young child, is sharing the mic with me today. And I'm going to do my best not to be too emotional, but I can't help it because I'm so proud of him as my son. I'm also so very proud that he has overcome a lot of things. And he's here to share with you how he has done that in different ways. But it particularly, we want to focus on that deeper journey that we turn inward and we go to in meditation, and how that is truly helping him. We have had the experts, the doctors, the psychologists about PTSD on the show before, but with this episode, I wanted you to hear it straight from the heart of a soldier, a war veteran, how this has helped him and how this can help you, whether you've been a veteran or not. I mean, that's just one way of getting PTSD. There's women that have been abused or traumatized, men in lots of different situations. There's lots of different things that can cause this kind of trauma. He is here to share how this aspect is helping him, because he's been there. He's been through it. He's not the expert talking about it, but the person actually healing from it. And I have really wanted to bring this to you and share this with you. If you know people that are going through something or that want help, this is the one for them. So if you are listening to this live, you want to call in if you have a question for me or my son, JB. The number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. And with that note, I'm going to bring my son, JB, on. Welcome, JB. I'm going to call you Johnny because that just makes more sense to me. I want to welcome you to the show and thank you so much for coming onto the show to share your experiences and how this has been a big one to overcome, but you are overcoming it. So with that in mind, Johnny, the first thing I wanted to ask you is, when did you first discover that meditation was making a difference for you?
Honestly, I started using it just to get rid of like migraine headache.
Okay.
Just kind of, I don't know, just having a little bit of presence of mind, you know, not focusing on the pain, you sort of focus on where you're trying to get to.
Mm-hmm. And you know, there's lots of different methods for meditation. I mean, some people, you know, they say I can't quiet my mind to meditate, but meditation is really just allowing a letting go, so to speak.
And it takes practice, you know. I mean, you're not going to be able to, if you've never taken the time to practice meditation, you're not going to be able to jump in and just exist in a sea of blackness inside your own mind.
And that's usually what we're kind of trying to avoid, is a lot of, we're kind of afraid to turn inward sometimes, but that's where we're going to find quite a bit of relief, really. And that's what meditation offers, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. They use it in the groups a lot of times. The VA, I don't know, you know, they're a government organization, but when it comes to mental health for veterans and stuff like that, they're a lot more open-minded to what'll work.
Oh, that's good to hear. That's good to hear. So you say that they were using that in the groups.
Yeah, to kind of center yourself, rebalance yourself. Because, you know, in one of the programs that I was in, you know, we would have to write in detail about stuff that really messes with your head that you don't really talk about with anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And then we would have to share it in front of other group members. So, you know, it was very stressful. Mm-hmm. It was very unpleasant. And every day we would get done with these really intense groups, and we would go into this room with a fish tank, and it was just really peaceful. And we would, you know, practice different kinds of meditation, kind of trained you on controlling your own body and your own emotions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it felt safe. It sounds like it felt safe once you realized that you were in a place that mm-hmm. you could safely go and turn inward and it wasn't going to hurt you. Because I think
right.
that's part of the suffering of PTSD, is you feel like that's what's messing with you.
Yeah. Yeah. You really try to kind of forget and not even think about some stuff, but mm-hmm. you know, you can't stop that forever. It
right.
just gets bigger and bigger and bigger.
Right. So they're actually allowing, which I love. I love to hear that they're allowing some aspect of really that turning inward for that spiritual part of a person. I mean, we all have that, whatever you believe in, that's irrelevant. Mm-hmm. There's a side to you that goes deeper and beyond. Everybody has it. They a lot of times are avoiding it, but when you actually allow that part in and you connect with that part, like it's not the bad guy, right? It makes a big difference in your life. And now now it starts to shift, and you start finding that, wait a minute, this is better. But on that note, Johnny, think about how you would like to share some important points that could really help some people out there that might be struggling with this. We're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we're going to keep continuing with this really deep and important subject, healing PTSD and how meditation can help someone that is healing and coming through that. Stay with us. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. And my guest today is my son, a war veteran himself, sharing his experience, my son, JB. We'll be right back after the break.
Traditional talk, people pontificating about this or that, the left or the right, Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Do you feel stuck with fear and anxiety? Have you tried everything to get rid of these emotions, but nothing seemed to work? Hi, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub. My breakthrough and empowerment program has helped thousands of people to overcome fear and anxiety and build a new foundation of confidence and inner peace. Join me for my next breakthrough video seminar and learn how you can transform your life in less than 3 months. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
What is your why? Is coach training right for you? Maybe you're changing careers. Maybe coaching can help you revitalize an existing career. Mark Rayner and the Rayner Institute can help you manifest your goals. Classes start April 27th and 28th. To learn more, visit RaynerInstitute.com to enroll today. That's RAYNERInstitute.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Exciting and new, come aboard, we're expecting you.
And okay, Brian's on a love kick again today, isn't he, with all the songs. Thank
the
you
love boat. That's
the
awesome
love. I know it. Wow, taking us back in time. Okay, we are talking about healing PTSD with meditation. And my guest today, if you're just tuning in, is my own son, a war veteran himself that has been healing through some trauma himself with meditation. And he's here sharing what that's like for the war veteran coming back. Now, this is for anybody with PTSD, not just a war vet, but how this is truly helping someone that is struggling with this. And also, we want to share with you how this can help you as well if you feel that you're isolated out there and you want help, but you don't know how. So, Johnny, share with us how you came about, because for a bit there, you were reluctant and didn't trust either. And now, how did it... you know, when you did finally go in and you were, mm-hmm. you know, getting the help you needed. I mean, for us as parents, for me as a mom, it was so tough because we're not even in the same area of the country. But, you know, we want to support and help. At the same time, we have to leave you alone to go on your journey. But for you, for those that are out there that may need some of this type of help, talk about how they were working with that with the groups, or can you share a little bit more about how the meditation was introduced to you when they were working with this? And then we're talking about VA programs for veterans.
Yeah, well, I mean, they kind of work with us on just, I guess it starts with like anger management and stuff like that, you know. The military is really good at teaching us how to get violent real quick, but it doesn't teach you how to really turn that off ever. I mean, that's just part of being an animal.
Oh, goodness. Now, that was a good point, though, because all the training to be a soldier is exactly that, you know. I mean, that's what it is. And now you're having to go into, it's kind of like taking some of that intensity out. Is that what you're saying?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, because, you know, that's not socially acceptable for civilian society.
Mm-hmm. Now, you said it was really hard when they were, you know, in the groups, they wanted you to talk about it. So they were really helping you in a way, I guess. In a roundabout way, taking you out of reliving it to seeing it objectively, mm-hmm. a third party, like you're not, you know, when you're talking about it, because at first you don't want to, but it was helping you to detach somewhat, it sounds like to me, is what you were saying earlier. Am I hearing that right?
Yeah. I mean, on the surface, it kind of, you know, you can boil it down to say, you know, you're desensitizing these guys to whatever horrible event. And it's usually not just one event. It's usually, you know, tons of them that you'll just remember at random sometimes, you know, just because there's so many, you don't walk around just thinking about this all day. But,
right.
You know, you're going to get reminded of some pretty gnarly stories.
Right.
Here and there.
Right. So you're not really forgetting them. You're learning how to really respond.
It's part of you. It's part of who you are, you know. I mean, you can really use it to just kind of be more aware in your surroundings,
mm-hmm.
and make yourself a little bit more comfortable. That's why a lot of vets get dogs. You know,
right.
Dogs can really let you know what's real and what's not real sometimes, you know.
That's a good point. I love that point. Well, I mean, everybody that listens to my show, and they know about Emmy, my co-host. So we, you know, we're very much dog lovers here, but you're right. She does that for me all the time because I like how you were saying, you know, what's real, what isn't real. I like that you're bringing that point up because that's part of the deciphering and the detangling of everything that you're experiencing with it. So it's not an overreaction when
right,
you remember or recall something, right?
Yeah. I mean, for all the outward, like, you know, physical signs of somebody freaking out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with PTSD, there's a whole lot more internally going on.
Right.
And it's kind of embarrassing, you know, to be caught off guard by something like that in public.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
So a lot of times, you know, you kind of get into your funk of depression and you stop going out because you're like, well, I might go out and something might trigger me and I might do something I don't want to do. And you're just kind of fortune telling, and that's not
right.
It's
that's
probably not even gonna be like that when you go out there.
It's kind of like a fear of something that might happen.
And it sounds silly, but during that program, they would take us to Walmart like once a week. It was like, and we had to go during like busy hours. You couldn't check them.
You know, when we're children and we got the monster under the bed to really just go and see, no, it's not as scary as you think once you turn the light on. It's more of a grown-up thing of that, really, because it's like, no, it's
well,
okay.
Once you know and you're not just sort of reacting,
mm-hmm.
You know, one of the things that we all had in common pretty much was an issue with crowds and not really wanting to be anywhere. Like Walmart sort of epitomized what was terrible about what was going on in our heads. But going in same thing that you were.
Uh-huh.
You know, shoulder to shoulder, you know, it's just, I don't know, not to make a bigger deal out of that than it is, but it made it, I don't know, we felt stronger, you know, unified walking in there and, you know, being a part of an infantry squad.
Right.
You can pretty much take on anything, but all of a sudden you take that person away from that squad and that big security blanket, and 180 degrees of his security is gone.
Right.
You know.
So you're going in there with the support that you trust.
Mm-hmm.
So you're walking into a situation you don't trust with something you do trust.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
actually a good way to think about that.
I'm just absorbed. I've never heard this before from you either. I didn't even know that it happened. Whoa. I thought, wow, that's I think beautiful, because it's a gentle way to ease you back in. Go ahead.
A lot of us, when we get out, you know, you go back to wherever you lived or were from or whatever, and you're not around anybody who understands anything
right
that you've been going through, you know.
Right, but the other guys that have gone through it, or women, or anybody that's been through this, would understand. Mm-hmm. They relate because they've done it too.
Like, you don't feel like a space alien,
right?
Out in public either, you know. You know, I guess honestly, you know, get around other people suffering with the same thing you are,
mm-hmm.
and that alone is huge therapy.
Well, I would imagine, because we reflect off of each other in energy anyway, and if you're around other people that have had the same experiences, then you can actually learn quite a bit about your own self, and then you can see how you can help someone else, and it just keeps reflecting back and forth.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Yeah, well, no, that's good stuff there. Now, you were talking about a lot of things were internalized, and when we come back from break, we're going to take another break. When we come back, that meditation is going to help you going into where things are internalized, and that's what we want to talk about when we come back from the break. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to The Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen. With my very special guest today is my own son, a war veteran, JB, and we are talking and sharing what he has experienced in his own healing with PTSD and meditation. We will be right back after the break.
I'm a girl, and by me that's only great. I am proud that my silhouette is curvy, that I walk with a sweet and girlish gait, with my hips kind of swivelly and swervy. I adore being dressed in something frilly.
How confident do you feel about your retirement? It's never too early or too late to start thinking about your retirement. Ask Ameriprise financial advisor Jeff Packman about the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. You and Jeff can break down retirement planning step by step to get to the real answers you need. In fact, 93% of clients who have had the Confident Retirement Approach conversation feel more confident about their retirement. Call Jeff Packman financial advisor at 425-453-0272. Office is located at 601 108th Avenue Northeast, Suite 1800 in Bellevue, Washington 98004. Percentage based on Ameriprise Financial Confident Retirement Client Survey as of December 2013. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member of FINRA and SIPC.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Are you tired of being bloated and nauseous? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know eating unhealthy foods eventually leads to an unhealthy digestive system? Did you know eating the most healthy, nutritious food doesn't necessarily result in a healthy body? The stomach must be healthy in order to properly digest, metabolize, and utilize even the best of nutrition. Without proper digestion from the stomach through the intestinal tract, the nutritious value is not absorbed, and the improperly digested food can be more toxic to your body than helpful. You can be doing all the right things and getting all the wrong results. In fact, other organs may also be interfering with your stomach's ability to digest. With CRA, we are able to determine the specific cause of the digestive issue and use the proper nutrition to correct the imbalance. Contact us today for your appointment at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. Or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water. On Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please, .com.
Welcome to Smile Big, nominee of Seattle's Top Dentist Awards. Here at Smile Big, we offer restorative, cosmetic, and preventative dentistry. Some of our regular dental services include tooth-colored fillings, crowns, bridges, implants, bleaching, cosmetic bonding, and complete smile restoration. Dr. James Rosenwald and Dr. Susan Aptener won't be smiling until you are smiling. Call now to schedule a visit with Seattle's top dentists. Our number is 425-454-4040. You can even visit our website at smilebig.com.
And we are back. I am Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. If you are just tuning in, we are talking about a very deep and very important topic that I feel really needs to be put out there for people that are in need of this type of help. We have with me today my own son, my oldest son, JB. I call him Johnny too, so you'll hear both. He is here because he is a war vet that has been healing through a PTSD experience, and how meditation has played a big role for him and what part that does with the healing. So JB, before we went to break, you were talking about how a lot of what's going on with someone that's been through this is, you know, a lot of it's internalized and it's kind of trapped inside, and meditation is a route to go there feeling safe so you can get that out and realize and shift and heal it and release it, so to speak. So can you share how you were approaching or gently going into that part of it? Because I remember you as a child, and you had brought up at the very beginning, you always used meditation to release a headache. So you've already got that within mm-hmm. you deep. Yeah, there's a part of you that already knew this was the route. And so now you've come back around and you're healing. And I do want to say a big thank you to you, because you were also talking about how the groups were making you go share about everything. And that wasn't very comfortable. And for you to be here, you're my hero on the air right now to all these people listening. And I just want to say thank you, because I know that's a big step, but you're showing other people going through this that anything's possible and miracles do happen and you can heal. So thank you. I wanted to make sure I mentioned that. Now, yeah, about the meditation and going internal, you said you went into the fish tank room, and I just want you to share some of your experiences with that and how that's helped you.
Well, I mean, one of the parts of the program, you know, is sleep hygiene. Just being, if you're not sleeping, you're kind of sleep deprivation will kind of mess with your head a little bit.
Okay. Okay.
I've always had like insomnia. These issues have only made the insomnia worse. In order to go to sleep, I have to do that every night. I have to meditate.
You know.
You can't sit and just keep yanking random thoughts out of your head all night, you know, and then that's what I do.
Right. And then there's a lot of energy that needs to be processed, and which can kind of, you know, contribute to the insomnia. And when you go to a higher thinking, and Johnny, let's just be honest here, you're a deep thinker, always have been. I don't know how you got that. I mean, and I also don't require a lot of sleep either. And I believe that some of that is that side of us that's a deeper spiritual connection to a higher self within us that meditation takes you to. So the reason I said it that way is because meditation's helping you go to sleep, because now you're actually going in there, and instead of trying to ignore the noisy chaos and the thought, you're going in and saying, I hear you. I'm acknowledging that you're there, so to speak. And then the peace comes through, because it's not ignoring a very important part of you that's very internal.
Right, right.
Yeah. So, I mean, do you see where I mean? Does that make sense to you, or is that relating to you? Because that's what I'm hearing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Now, so you're going in there. So it's not like the thoughts disappear. You're just more, it's very similar to acknowledging them and then letting them keep going, I guess is the way to say it. But
just being at peace with what you can control.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, what can I do right now?
Mm-hmm.
It's 3:00 in the morning and I'm staring at this clock. What can I do right now that I'm worried about tomorrow? Is, you know,
right.
Most of the time the answer to that is nothing.
Mm-hmm. So you're actually going and being present in the moment versus worrying about the future.
So,
with PTSD, we are trying to come out of the past, not worry about it happening again in the future, and being in the moment, in your present.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, hypervigilance, that's trying to be way too far in the future all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this reaction that happens to us, I mean, it's why we've survived as a species. It scars you in a way that lets you know that fire is hot.
That's true. This is true.
You know.
That's true. No, that's true. We don't want to throw logic out the window. We have logical minds that are a very important part of us.
Right, right.
And then, you know, we also have this part of us that wants to create something new and wants to search different things and, you know, a deeper meaning to things. And I believe that they can work together. They just, as part of finding a way to do that. And meditation really is a powerful tool that can help you do that in an amazing way. But believe it or not, that noise was a crystal flying off my desk. Are they trying to tell me something all of a sudden here? I'm not kidding. It was a big one. You just don't throw those off the desk. Alrighty then.
Your cat's messing with you.
No, they're sound asleep. My entire team is sound asleep all around me. That came off the desk all by itself. Anyway, I know. But we've had some deep talks over the years about so many things, Johnny. And yes, we have. And then some of them are like, what I see different is that you're not avoiding the truest part of you anymore. You don't avoid it anymore. You are allowing that to be a part of you and accepting it. Now, he didn't expect me to say that to him, I don't think.
I mean, you got to be okay with your new normal.
Yeah, that's a good. Yeah, well, it's true, because if we're always evolving and changing, and if we try to keep it the same, then that'll end up being the abnormal.
You know, a lot of times, too, we end up focusing on the past and particularly war stuff, just because that's the coolest thing we ever did in our life, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of hard to top some of those stories. So if that's what you're thinking and that's what, you know, you sort of relate to is maybe, you know, that was my big contribution so far.
Well, you wanted to make a difference in the world is what you're saying.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you want to go be really good at something.
Right.
Sorry.
You're fine. You're going deep. We're kind of taking you there. I can feel that. Am I right?
Yeah, a little bit.
It's okay. We're okay. We're doing fine. And I know this was big for you to do. And I want people out there that have experienced it to know that you can find ways through it. And for family members that are concerned or they have someone and they're trying to reach out, you may feel an isolation. You feel isolated as family sometimes because you want to help them and they're adults and you're trying, but you can't do it for them because everybody has a free will. And then for the person going through it, they feel isolated because they don't know how to reach out. Is that making sense?
A lot of times they don't even realize what they're doing is even related to,
that's
you know,
true.
What maybe a doctor would call PTSD.
Right.
You know,
well, for me, I'm not a medical doctor, and I see quite a bit of the energy and the spiritual side of things being a very, very, very powerful aspect of who we are as human beings living here right now. And I don't feel that it needs to be disregarded. I think it's just as important as the physical human other side of us, our logic mind, our what we do in life, who we are as our personality. I feel like this is integrating the other parts of us that have been feeling isolated. This is a part that will bring everything back together. Because internally, if you're going into that meditation internally, now you're going in where all the answers are for you. And there's nobody else that can tell you what those answers are. You find those deep. I know you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
because, yeah, you come up with some amazing stuff yourself. And break already. We are already at a break again. So let's take a short break. When we come back, we're going to wrap this up. And, Johnny, I'd love it if you could share, you know, maybe some information or who people can contact or reach out to, you know, for someone out there that might be looking for some help or a family member that might need to be helping someone or what we can do here. If you're just tuning into the show, we are talking about healing PTSD with meditation. My son, a war veteran himself, is sharing his experiences and how this has helped him. I'm Dr. Jen. We will be right back after the break.
Quickies.
Mary's about ready to give love the shove, because no matter what she tries, guys don't know that she's alive. To turn guys on, she needs to turn on those green lights, nonverbal cues that say, over here. Most guys won't approach unless they're cleared for landing. So ladies, to kickstart your love life, turn on those green lights and flash your pearly whites. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf of AskDrLove.com.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Wondering how to make more confident strategy for retirement? Do you know that there are potentially more than 12 things to consider when planning for or approaching retirement? Then stop wondering and attend the retirement seminar hosted by Jeff Pacman, financial advisor with Pacman Brown and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated in Bellevue, Washington. Call 425-372-4813 for a formal invitation to the next seminar on November 5th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. Light hors d'oeuvres and beverages will be provided. This is an informational event. There is no cost or obligation. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Pure Encapsulations is committed to producing the most complete line of research-based nutritional supplements, from fish oil to probiotics to multivitamins and more. Available through qualified health professionals and community pharmacists, finished products are pure and hypoallergenic to optimize the long-term health of all patients, even the most sensitive. With Pure Encapsulations, you can rest assured that you're getting the purest and highest quality nutritional supplements available. Ask a qualified healthcare practitioner about Pure Encapsulations today and discover why it's the supplement brand of choice for healthcare professionals worldwide. For more information, please visit www.pureencapsulations.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Pure Encapsulations is committed to producing the most complete line of research-based nutritional supplements, from fish oil to probiotics to multivitamins and more. Available through qualified health professionals and community pharmacists, finished products are pure and hypoallergenic to optimize the long-term health of all patients, even the most sensitive. With Pure Encapsulations, you can rest assured that you're getting the purest and highest quality nutritional supplements available. Ask a qualified healthcare practitioner about Pure Encapsulations today and discover why it's the supplement brand of choice for healthcare professionals worldwide. For more information, please visit www.pureencapsulations.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Are you looking for more balance and direction in your financial life? We all have questions. When can I retire? When do I want to retire? Will I run out of money? Is there a better way? All are valid questions, no matter what your goals. Jeff Pacman, financial advisor with Pacman Brown & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated in Bellevue, Washington, is hosting an evening to address these questions and more on November 5th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. Call 425-372-4813 for a formal invitation. Hors d'oeuvres, beverages, and parking will be provided. This is an informational event. There is no cost or obligation. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show if you're just tuning in. And for this last segment, wow, this has gone quickly. We are talking about healing PTSD with meditation. So if you've missed the first part of the show and you want to catch the entire episode, be sure to go and download the archive later today. My son, my own dear son, my oldest son, JB, is with me, and he is a war veteran that has benefited, and he's sharing his healing recovery with PTSD. So, Johnny, JB, I know, I call him both, I know. Did you use a particular type of meditation? Did you find that a certain type was helping you more than another? There's so many different ways to do it. There's no right or wrong way, but was there a particular way that you were doing that helped you more?
I mean, I don't know what you would call it. I know we did a bunch of different exercises, you know, in the groups where, you know, like tensing muscle groups and releasing it and focusing on your breathing and stuff like that. When I meditate myself, I try to just kind of be a passive participant in my own mind.
Ah.
I try to think about blackness, peacefulness, you know, nothing, and just kind of see, I don't know. It's sort of a presence of mind where you just sort of.
Well, when you said passive participant, that is kind of taking the, you know, kind of like the objective, which is called sometimes that, where you're more like the outside looking in, because it helps you see that you're just experiencing or witnessing or observing it, but you're not in it. At the same time, you're surrendering this power control that we feel like we have to control everything that's going on, and it's this chaotic thing we're trying to control. So when you take the passive role, you're kind of surrendering that need to control an outcome. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, you know, and sometimes no input is needed.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
On the controls, you know, the only thing you can do is wait it out.
Well, exactly. So. Exactly. I love that you said that. And I love that you just are being in it. And for people that are trying to learn how to meditate, that really is, it's as simple as that. There's a lot of different styles out there. There's a lot of different types. It's not one type is better than the other. The reason I asked you that question was because, you know, for people that really just don't know if they can do this, I wanted you to share your natural way of how you've gotten there, because you are going to have a common denominator if you know, someone listening has been through some tough things, and they're trying to find a way to do that.
One of the easiest ways to start is just by being very aware of your breathing.
Mm-hmm.
In martial arts, in between rounds, you know, they taught us to get control of your breathing, and by doing that, you'll bring your heart rate down, and you'll get more rest out of the break between the rounds.
Right.
And that's the same exact way. I mean, Lamaze does the same thing. It's the same kind of idea.
Mm-hmm.
You focus on breathing, and you're not focusing on pain.
Right.
It's weird how the brain perceives pain.
I know. But you know, your breathing is connected right into your central nervous system and your fight or flight response. So taking in breath energetically is allowing life in, you know, and it calms immediately. It switches into a calming effect. It's an amazing, very quick way to calm things down. Even anxiety is just to focus on the breath. So that's a very powerful thing.
And that's how it kind of started. And if you're ever having a hard time getting into it, you know, or you're sitting there and you're just kind of feeling like, I might look like I'm doing this, but I'm really not.
And that can be like that. Now, you know, before we're almost out of time, so quickly, before we go off the air, is there like a website where people could get more information about this, if, you know, for family members or to support, like if they want to check out what's out there that could help them if they're in this situation or they want to seek help? And you're coming from a war veteran point of view, so what would you have for that? Because you can share what your experience is, obviously.
Well, I mean, you really, your local VA is going to have all that information.
Okay. So just to look up that for your local area would have that and point you in the right direction. And you mentioned earlier a group called the DAV, and who are they?
The Disabled American Veterans. It's a veteran advocacy group. What was it, the DAV? And there's, I live in Central Texas, so I use the Texas Veterans Commission.
Ah, okay. But the disabled, that sounds, I mean, they helped you with claims and things like they helped you,
mm-hmm.
you know, get your stuff straightened out, you know, helped you out there quite a bit, didn't they?
Yeah. I mean, you know, they're super plugged into the red tape and
I got
all the bureaucratic stuff. So it's nice to have somebody who's kind of just
right.
plugged in right there.
Absolutely. Yeah. Johnny, I want to say thank you so much for sharing. I know this was big for you to come and do, and you did great. Thank you very much for coming in and sharing this with the audience, because there's just, you know, this is a metaphysical show and we're spiritual, but we're also about showing that there is hope and things are changing out there. I know we see a lot of things that are tough out there, but there's also some great positive things going on in the world. And for those that want to catch the archive later, it should be later. It should be available in a, you know, this afternoon. Go over to my website, sign up for my newsletter. I've got meditations over there you can download for free. I have a free gift on energy balancing when you go on my newsletter that sends out weekly updates on my shows and things that I'm doing. And especially for everyone that is going through something tough, just know that miracles happen, and this is the time for that. Thank you for being with us today, Johnny. Thank you all listeners for listening. I'm Dr. Jen. You've been listening to the Jen Royster Show. We will see you next time. Namaste.
You You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.